He lifted the leather wine bag and took a long pull, then handed it to Robert Jordan.
One thing more, Inglés, he said.
Of course.
I have cared much for her, too.
Robert Jordan put his hand on his shoulder.
Much, Augustine said. Much. More than one is able to imagine.
I can imagine.
She has made an impression on me that does not dissipate.
I can imagine.
Look, I say this to thee in all seriousness.
Say it.
I have never touched her, nor had anything to do with her, but I care for her greatly. Inglés, do not treat her lightly. Because she sleeps with thee, she is no whore.
I will care for her.
I believe thee, but more. You do not understand how such a girl would be if there had been no revolution. You have much responsibility. This one, truly, has suffered much. She is not as we are.
I will marry her.
Nay, not that. There is no need for that under the revolution. But,
he nodded his head,
it would be better.
I will marry her, Robert Jordan said, and could feel his throat swelling as he said it. I care for her greatly.
Later, Augustine said, when it is convenient. The important thing is to have the intention.
I have it.
Listen, Augustine said. I am speaking too much of a matter in which I have no right to intervene. But hast thou known many girls of this country?
A few.
Whores?
Some who were not.
How many?
Several.
And did you sleep with them?
No.
You see?
Yes.
What I mean is that this Maria does not do this lightly.
Nor I.
If I thought you did, I would have shot you last night as you lay with her. For this we kill much here.
Listen, old one, Robert Jordan said. It is because of the lack of time that there has been informality. What we do not have is time. Tomorrow we must fight. To me that is nothing. But for the Maria and me, it means that we must live all of our life in this time.
And a day and a night is little time, Augustine said.
Yes, but there has been yesterday and the night before and last night.
Look, Augustine said, if I can aid thee.
No, we are all right.
If I could do anything for thee, or for the cropped head.
No.
Truly there is little one man can do for another.
No, there is much.
What?
No matter what passes today and tomorrow in respect to combat, give me thy confidence and obey, even though the orders may appear wrong.
You have my confidence, since this of the cavalry and the sending away of the horse.
That was nothing. You see that we are working for one thing, to win the war. Unless we win, all other things are futile. Tomorrow, we have a thing of great importance, of true importance. Also, we will have combat. In combat, there must be discipline. For many things are not as they appear. Discipline must come from trust and confidence.